Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, tourism and agriculture both have significant economic impacts on South Carolina, and you've kind of combined the two for an experience for people that want to do that.
Well, you're right. People always love to see where they can find a great new place to eat or a new restaurant or something new. So we combined with the governor's office and PRT to develop what we call a chef ambassador program for South Carolina and promoting the certified SC grown. This is our first year with it, so we're excited about what it can do, again, to get people out in rural South Carolina, because that's where these restaurants are located, have them recognize that even at a great meal, they can order a local sourced meal and support the farmers.
Now, these first chefs, they were chosen for the commitment that they've already made to serve local. Let's talk a little bit about who they are.
Well, that's right. You may have visited Grits and Groceries up in Belton, a great little place in a crossroad in the middle of nowhere. Then Brandon Veal is over in Ridge Spring at a restaurant I visited a time or two called Junipers. Cooper Thomas is over in Florence at Victor's Bistro, and another great restaurant I've had the privilege of visiting is down at Salters River Grill in Beaufort. So we're not in Columbia, Charleston, Greenville. We're out a little more rural-based to remind folks that South Carolina cuisine is just widespread, really gaining a reputation all across the state. We want to point out these chefs who have committed to really being members of the choir, to really promote local farm products in a unique setting. And then the governor's chef, Stephen Janikowski, is also involved as an advisor. He's trying to do more in the governor's mansion. So all of it is focused on getting more South Carolina products in, getting the folks out in rural South Carolina and the rural tourism. And I think it's just a great potential.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what some of these chefs will do beyond cooking in their own kitchens.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have high-profile events. State Fair is coming up a little over a month from now, so we'll have them there at the State Fair to talk about the program, what local farmers working with them means to them and their restaurants. We'll have other high-profile events where we will say Chef Truel is here, Chef Ambassador Cooper is here, and really try to get a nice series of promotions where folks can come out and really sample their great work and learn more about South Carolina agriculture, rural tourism, all of these things that we're just trying to spread the economic growth really across more parts of South Carolina through agriculture and tourism.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.